deep state, the real power in government. 3.5 years into the Trump presidency, and not one Democrat criminal has been indicted. It's time we face the realization that our system of government has been overthrown by the corrupt people in that government. They operate with impunity and are virtually untouchable because they control the very mechanisms of government for justice and accountability. Furthermore, they're completely immoral at their core so that they can lie with impunity. They can attack their enemies irrationally and unmercifully. They can pontificate insanity without shame. The political parties support the deep state directly or indirectly. This is because they honor the system. Granted, the Democratic Party controls the deep state, but Republicans feed off of it. So there's no reason for anyone to really take it down. The deep state is the political arm of the religion of secular humanism, which worships the god socialism, Baal. Since the deep state is connected with a false god, the only hope of destroying it is with the truth. When Jesus went into the temple to address corruption, he was not gentle and kind. He turned over tables and drove the animals out. That is because satanically rooted corruption does not respond to gentleness and kindness. Rather, it sees it as a weakness and so ignores it. Jesus' one statement of truth, not a long diatribe, on the basis for his attack follows. And Jesus went into the temple of God and cast out all them that sold and bought in the temple and overthrew the tables of the money changers and the seats of them that sold doves. And he said unto them, It is written, My house shall be called the house of prayer, but you have made it a den of thieves. Matthew 21:12-13. Notice that Jesus first dealt physically with the corruption and then provided an explanation. His explanation was a simple statement of the truth, followed by identification of their error. Jesus did not entertain any arguments of justification. This is how those should be dealt with who are willingly and intentionally coming against God. The deep state will only be dismantled by such a straight-on attack. Yes, we need to vote for conservative candidates this fall, but we should pray that God raise up warriors who are willing to sacrifice their lives to drive out the enemy. The cleansing of the temple precipitated Jesus' death. He criticized their form of religion. He had offended them with his claim that God was his father. He had made them jealous through his popularity with the people. But when he came against their money-making system, he had to go. The deep state is about money and power. It simply needs an amoral God to justify its existence. Socialism, Baal, is that God. Convincing others of socialism's non-existent benefits is the purpose of the secular humanism false religion. In order to eliminate guilt, all people must subscribe to it so that there are no accusers left. Are we going to allow the deep state to continue? I hope not. Are we willing to risk our lives to come against it? Are there champions out there who will go out to battle? I hope so.